Hello and welcome to Bread and Rosaries, a podcast about the UK, Christianity and the left. I'm Ben Molyneux-Hetherington, my pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined, as always, by Adam Spears, whose pronouns are also he, him. Hello, Adam.
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Adam, welcome to the very first episode of our podcast, where we explain to everyone why the hell we need another podcast in the world. Are you feeling ready for that?
No, not really. I mean, do we need another podcast?
Do we need another podcast in the world? The answer is obviously no. We don't need one podcast. Podcasts are bad and evil, and that is the official take of this podcast.
Right. I'll see you next time then.
No. We're diving into the evil. That's our vibe.
That's the Christian position to take.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to plunge our hand into the filth of the world and see if we can bring Christ to the world of podcasting.
Oh, no pressure then. Damn.
Yeah. Obviously, previously, there was no Christ in the world of podcasting. We are here as the very first missionaries to it.
Like, there's absolutely no narcissism in this, is there?
Look, man, you've got two options. You can either live in denial or embrace the fact that having a podcast is incredibly narcissistic and just roll with it.
To be fair, we are two white men, so we do need to have a podcast.
Yeah, it's true. We are, I believe, the last two millennial white men not to have a podcast. So it is good to finally jump on that already very full bandwagon.
Absolutely.
So episode zero, the idea is we're just going to give a bit of an introduction to answer the question, why the hell would you need another podcast in the world, and talk a little bit about what we're going to do with it. I asked the question multiple times. We haven't come up with an answer yet. But the theory for me of why add another podcast in the world is that we are particularly weird people in that we exist in that space where we are both leftists with a big asterisk beside it because it's a very difficult to define word, and Christians, and we are also
another asterisk there, by the way.
Yes, for a very difficult to define word, and God help us and have mercy upon our sin, we are also British. You can decide which one of those three is the worst to be.
I've made my decision.
What is the decision? What have you gone for?
Oh, British every time, man. Every time.
Yeah. This is, well, we'll set out our stall. This is an anti-British podcast.
Absolutely.
Both in the general way of not liking Britain and what it's done to the world, and also the specific way in that we both hate ourselves.
Did you say, like recently we were an Islamo-Marxist podcast as well?
Oh, yeah, I did tweet there was now an Islamo-Marxist podcast.
I'm here for it, man. Like, I'm here for it.
We've already got, you know, UK leftist podcasts exist, Christian lefty podcasts exist, but what I don't know of is any Christian, UK and leftist podcasts.
So, yeah, and I guess we're not saying they don't exist, maybe they do,
yeah.
But like, I haven't found them.
Yeah, if they do exist, they should get in contact with us because we don't know about them and we've tried looking, so their marketing could do some work.
It's a bit late now.
Yeah, they should get in contact with us to let us know they're quitting because we're better.
They should have got in contact with us like 2 weeks ago.
Yes, that is, well, or like, I don't know, 6 months ago when we first started talking about doing this.
Was it 6 months ago?
I swear it was. Is
my life?
Yeah, we've bounced this idea around a long time. You can say what you think the kind of main aims are, but as I kind of see it, and I wrote this down in the notes, that yeah, we got notes. We're doing this professionally.
Well, you are. I haven't got notes.
I mean, I've sent them to you.
I've got your notes.
So the two aims that I've got written down are to create a space to consider the way church, Christianity, theology, politics, power, and the economy all intertwine in the UK. And also to shine a light a bit on the ways that Christians in the UK are already engaging in leftist politics and how their faith interacts with that.
You know, I like to be a bit more like on the second bit of that, because like you said before, we are two cis het white men, right? So
the worst possible people.
The worst combination of person, yeah. And the only reason we're doing a podcast is because we have the confidence. But like, I think the whole point is, yeah, we are that, but also we're not trying to like center our own voices in this. You know, yeah. I think we should be, and we will be, trying to bring other people into the conversation and set their voices. And not in like, I mean, obviously there's like, you know, you could look at that in quite a paternalistic way and say, well, you know, these two guys are trying to like take over the conversation and trying to make out that they're like martyrs or whatever. But I think, yeah, explicitly we're trying not to do that, and we're inevitably going to fail at times because we're not perfect. Well, Ben isn't perfect.
That's true.
But I am.
The second coming of Christ, and you've decided to start a podcast, which is what Jesus would do in answer to that wristband. He would start a podcast.
So, like, how far are we into episode zero, and you've blasphemed already?
You blasphemed prior to the recording, so
yeah, you've got no proof of that.
Except I was already recording the chat, so
all right, fine.
I totally agree. You know, we are not experts. We are two idiots that quite like stuff, particularly Christian-y stuff and lefty stuff.
I mean, Jesus, right? Like, let's just put it out there. We like Jesus. I like Jesus.
He seems
what about
like
you?
Dude. Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, so I think one thing I wanted to do was, like, I don't know if you have this, but whenever you come across like a Christian, I don't know, like podcast, organization, even a church, they're trying to like attract you in. A lot of the time they're looking for your money. And you're always back of your mind are thinking, I wonder if they secretly hate gays or, you know, anything like that. Because Christians, we're pretty good now at hiding all our bigotry. And so we are trying to be explicitly anti-oppressive. We will probably screw that up, but we will try our best and learn from our mistakes.
If anyone is actually listening to this, by the way, like, and we do mess something up or you do spot something, like, tell us. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like, we're willing to learn. You know, we want to learn from our mistakes. So let us know.
So I've got us down as we are Christian in outlook, because that's our vibe, but we are open and willing to learn from other faith traditions and worldviews. I don't know about worldviews. I put that down wanting to like include like atheism or whatever. But when I say worldview, I'm not here to learn from Tories. We have nothing to learn from the Tory party. but if you're like an atheist leftist, we might have something to learn from you.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously like a million different ideologies out there. The point is about being open. As much as we can.
So yeah, should we talk a little bit about ourselves? Because that is what podcasts are for. We will keep it nice and short. I'm denied about whether to do this bit, but I think it's really important to situate ourselves.
People need to know. Need to know us.
So we'll try and keep it quick and nice and short, but I think it's good to situate ourselves. So Adam, talk to me. Who the hell are you?
So I am Adam. I come from the southeast of England, and now I live in the northeast of England with my dog. In terms of like religion and theology and yeah, my kind of upbringing, I guess like where I would start off is by saying, like, for me, I don't remember a time when I've not been a Christian. I have always felt like, you know, the presence of God. You know, my parents became Christians when I was like really young, probably like 4 or 5 or something. I don't really know, but they became Christians in like quite a conservative, like not super conservative, but like fairly conservative Baptist church, and then stopped going off for a couple of years. And then I went back to church when I was about 10, but to an Anglican church. And that's kind of been where I've been pretty much ever since, growing in faith, but growing in my Anglicanism as well, which is,
people would say those two are the opposite.
Yeah, well, some people are right, you know. Like, I think the thing is about Anglicanism, right, is that it's a bit of a cliche, but it's a broad church. So like I started off pretty evangelical-ish, although I wouldn't have like recognized that, but like, yeah, I was. And then now, like after all these years being in this church, I've gained influences from all kinds of other places, like both through just experience and meeting different people and going to different churches and that kind of thing, but also just through my own experience. And I think that's like the important thing for me is like, I come from a working class background. So like, that's totally going to be how, you know, a big important lens that colors the way I see things. And I'm also, as it turns out, autistic. So all of these things are, you know, contribute to how I view my faith and just my life now. And so I've become, particularly through my education as well, and meeting different people. I've become a lot more like inclusive in my faith and in my politics. Like, I come from a more anarchist tradition. So yeah, that's kind of where I've ended up and where I've come from. I have a master's degree in Anglican theology as well. So I am a bona fide, like, Anglican.
You got the documents to prove your Anglicanism.
Well, just about. I mean, I don't know if they want me to be an Anglican, but they can't get rid of me now.
I was going to say, them not wanting to be an Anglican sounds like the best reason to stay.
Exactly. I'm literally only there to piss people off.
Cool. I should talk about myself now.
Yeah, I should probably have asked you that, shouldn't I? Like, Ben, tell us about yourself.
Thank you, Adam. We'll just cut that in. It'll sound perfect. I guess in some ways I've got some similar thing to you, not the working class bit, as you can tell from my accent.
You are so bougie. To be fair, my accent's pretty, like...
Anyway. No, I'm powerfully middle class. So yeah, my parents became Christian when I was very young, and I was brought up kind of similar to you in the sense that it was relatively but not hyper-conservative Anglican churches with a bit more of a spread of theological views, but definitely from that evangelical perspective. And yeah, that's kind of where I stayed, and then went to an evangelical church that was aimed at young people that was quite heavy on its Pentecostal charismatic stuff. So lots of falling over and all that jazz. The non-Christian people that are listening to this are like, what on earth is he talking about? And you're the lucky ones. And particularly in that space, you know, that was a space that was not particularly inclusive. I wasn't personally involved with it, but I know that there was praying away the gay that was done. Which is very, very bad. And so, yeah, I went to, God help me, a Bible college, and kind of sometime before my time there and during my time there, I kind of developed away from that kind of more conservative faith. And I continue to, you know, develop and change a lot into something more approaching a kind of, I don't know, radical theology of some description. I know that means something already, but I just don't want to say that I have a liberal theology because... We're anti-liberal on this podcast.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I now live in a house provided to me by the Church of England via my wife, who works for them, is a church planter. I know that a number of the Christians listening to us just seized up when they heard the word church planter, but she is doing that in a way that is not in line with kind of conservative evangelical values, but in trying to find different ways of creating new church spaces for people, which I still think is probably a good thing. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But in a way that doesn't, reproduce a lot of the logic of the classical church plant stuff. I also have a master's. Mine is not in Anglican theology. Mine is just in theology. Does that make it better or worse? I don't know what the ranking is.
Depends who you're talking to. I mean, like, if I'm talking to other Anglicans, there's definitely some kudos there. But if I'm talking to literally anyone else in the world, like, they, I mean, to be honest, let's face it. Even if you're talking to anyone else and your master's is in theology, nobody gives a shit, man.
Yeah, it has not opened many doors in the job market.
Yeah, I did not do theology because you could do two things with a theology degree. You could be a teacher or you could be a priest. That's it.
Yeah, and I honestly am struggling to work out which one I'd be worse at.
I don't know. I mean, I'm currently a kind of teacher. I'm a TEFL teacher at the moment. And I'm like, might be training to be a priest soon. And so I've done both.
No, you've gone hard on the career options for theology.
Yeah, that's it.
The other thing that I should say is that I, like Adam, am autistic. So this is a powerfully autistic podcast. There will be no inflections on our voice. And somehow, even through the medium of audio, we will be failing to make eye contact with you.
Oh, man. Yeah, 100%.
This is an explicitly anti-eye contact podcast.
I only make eye contact with animals. That's it. My dog's looking at me right now. It's cool. I don't mind it with the dog, but with people, like, why would you do it, man?
So I, like you, am autistic, and my job at the minute is that I work with kids that arrive on the shores of the UK on their own to seek asylum. So they've got no adults or no parents or family or whatever to look after them. You've kind of mentioned you come from an anarchist tradition. God help me, I am still a member of the Labour Party. I don't know, I just like to have this competition on a day-to-day basis of being like, which of the two organisations I'm a big part of are behaving worse, the Anglican Church or the Labour Party? But fair play to Keir Starmer, he has made the Labour Party competitive again in that competition.
I always think like the Church of England is an interesting one, because it's always traditionally been like Tory party at prayer. And like, honestly, like its upper echelons totally arsehole. But yeah, I don't know, man. Labour Party's pretty bad. I've never been a member of the Labour Party because, you know, yeah, fuck that. But,
oh, I feel that in my soul. yeah, and I do a bit of union stuff. I am a member of Unison.
Join a proper union.
the meltiest union, but they are the union that is at my workplace, so I do some stuff for them as well. My politics are well, obviously it's really my politics are leading towards my inevitable career as a no mark MP.
Why am I doing this podcast with you?
Because I know how to edit audio, I think. Is that yeah, not the that, only that, reason?
That might be it. That might be it.
Speaking of, if you are listening to this and thinking to yourself, these two idiots can't record well for shit, then please get in contact with us if you know how to do good recording and producing. We don't have any money, but if you want to come do it for free, then we would love you forever, and I'll bake you a cake.
Nice. I've never had one of your cakes, man. You never baked me a cake.
You've never had a cake of mine?
You've never baked me a cake.
That is an appalling oversight.
Shocking.
I will bake you a cake. I'm pretty good. I've been getting good at my vegan cakes recently as well. So
have you? Nice.
Yeah. This is just irrelevant chit chat at this point. So I'm going to end the podcast.
Cool.
So you can find us on Apple Podcasts or your usual podcast feeds. We are
Spotify.
On
Spotify. Spotify. That's the only one I ever listen to, man. So we've got to put it on there.
I'll be honest with you, Adam. I haven't set up the process by which we put our things out there, but I will make sure it's on Spotify for you.
Thanks. Just for me. The only listener.
I hope your mum's going to listen.
My mum will probably listen. Yeah, she's.
I don't know if my mum will. I'm a little bit worried she might.
Your mum, your parents are a little bit more conservative than mine, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Because my parents aren't aging hippies.
That is fair. That is fair. My parents voted. I think my parents voted for the first time ever in 2017 when Jeremy Corbyn became leader of the Labour Party. So. You know, that shows you where they're at. But yeah, totally aging hippies, for sure.
And we love them for it.
Yeah.
This is an extended goodbye. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/breadandrosaries. You can find us on Twitter @bread_rosaries. If you want to email us thoughts, comments, hate mail, breadandrosaries, all one word, @gmail.com. Adam, where in the world can we find you?
So I'm on Twitter. My handle is CommieXIAN, so like Christian but with an X, because someone took over the correct handle. And I also blog at commiechristian.com.
You can find me at Molono, that's MOLONO, because we both want to have the most difficult to describe handles, and you shouldn't follow me because I do not tweet good. So I think that is the end of the intro podcast. We'll be back soon to talk about more things. Until then, Adam, say our cool goodbye catchphrase.
What? What's our cool goodbye catchphrase?
I thought that was on your list of jobs.
What? You didn't tell me this.
Oh, well, all right. Bye then. Bye.
See you later. Bye.